Hello, Pillow Talk. How are you? I'm doing amazing. And I'm sorry that I haven't been available, really, for the past month. I haven't really been available for the past, possibly, most of 2015. And I'm going to be honest. I've gone through a lot of big changes in my life. All good, you know. This is all just life. Things that, you know, regular life brings to you. And I kind of got caught up between, you know, myself, this new thing that popped up in my life, school, and focusing on everything else. I started Pillow Talk last year during the summer. I'm gonna go back and see exactly when, because it may have been almost a year ago. Okay, 11 months ago I started Pillow Talk. 11 months ago I was very different. I was not in a place where I wanted to It was during the summer. Summer vacations, winter vacations, any type of vacations where I'm left alone with myself for too long only leads to me overthinking about certain things in my life, or just pitying myself for no apparent reason. I would just get a lot of anxiety during these times. So, 11 months ago, I came across Pillow Talk. And I thought, okay, this is nice. I can talk about whatever I want. I can speak my mind and people will listen. I did that. And you guys liked it. And you wanted more. But not only that, you wanted advice from me. You wanted my help. So I turned my self away from, rather than thinking about myself, I wanted to turn that into helping others, and that's what I did. But even though it may have seemed that I'm doing so much for other people, and it may have been so great, and I was worshipped for, you know, helping you guys. Little do you know that you helped me too. I got the same amount of, I benefited from it as much as you benefited from mine, if not more than that. So I thank you. As the months went on, I really grew an attachment to Pillow Talk. It became more than just somewhere I can vent. It became somewhere that made me so happy, and it still does. It made me genuinely happy to help other people, because like I said, it also helped me and it made me feel good. It took my attention, it turned my attention elsewhere, which is what I wanted and which is what I was looking for. But mind you, during this time I was going through a transition in my life. I wanted to make a change, and I was going through a lot of different things that I have never felt before, that I had never done before, and I've just grown not only as, you know, grown physically, like, in age, but I've grown emotionally, mostly, and I just have a whole new perspective on life, and it's a much more positive one. I may have seemed positive to you, but, you know, I had my times, and you knew that too. The special thing about this whole thing was that you knew a lot about me. You still do. You know more about me than most of the people in my life. Most of my close friends, most of my close family members that I like to share things with. You were there for me when I needed you most. And I wanted to give it to you in return. And that's what I tried to do. Until this year, something happened. And something just flipped a switch in my life. And I needed to turn my attention another direction. And now it's, I know I posted an audio 2 months ago saying, I'm back, I'm ready to take your requests, I'm ready to help, I'm ready to be here for you. I made a comeback with another one after that, but after I made that last audio, I knew I don't know if I could be help anymore. It's not that I don't want to, it's just that I know I need to focus on other things, at least for now. And that is my transition into my quote-unquote announcement, saying that I won't be recording any audios in the foreseeable future. By foreseeable future, I mean I don't plan to do it, you know. It's not that I'm saying I'm gonna do it in 2 months, I'm gonna do it in a month. I'm simply stating that I don't know if I will. I don't plan to for now. And I'm not saying that I'm never gonna come back. I'm not saying that I don't want to. I'm not saying anything negative about Pillow Talk, because Pillow Talk changed my life for the absolute better. And I've never been happier. My entire life, I've never been as happy as I am now. Pillow Talk really opened my eyes on the different perspectives, different people, different problems in the world. And it helped me exercise my problem solving, critical thinking, all this shit that life brings upon us, right? So here we are. It is May 23rd, 2015. I first recorded my verification audio, which was technically my first audio, but my very first audio was the late night message to my future man. That was posted on June 24th, 2014. A little over a month from now will be the 1 year anniversary of that audio. I've been getting messages, you know, ever since I stopped recording, ever since my last recording. Some saying that they hope I'm doing well. I am doing well, thank you. I'm gonna go through them now so I could quickly respond. I am doing fine. Let's see. Are you done? If so, either way, actually, we are all wishing you continuing good health and spiritual fulfillment. Best wishes. Now, that is one of the reasons why I loved this place. I still do, like I said. You guys are just so genuinely nice, and you truly wish the best for me, because I do the same for you. Well, in turn, I do the same for you. It's like we've formed a bond, kind of. I know your problems, you know mine, we help each other. And that's a beautiful thing. Moving on, more people have been asking, where have you been? How's life treating you? I've been great. I've been at school. I just finished my second year of college. My last day was last week, on Thursday, I haven't been off school for very long. My last day was on Tuesday, the 19th of May, and it is now the 23rd. So I've just been focusing on school and other things in my life, and life has been treating me very, very well. Just a lot of thank yous. Someone said 23 days ago, it's my birthday in a few days and all I want is to hear from you again. It's been too long. You know who you are. Happy birthday. I hope it was the best birthday. I'm sorry that this is the next audio you'd have to hear from me, but I really do hope you had a really good birthday. And that's basically what it comes down to. This other person says that they listened to my message to my future man. And he said, he or she said, and like, after finishing a good book with no sequel, I was left wondering, what happened next? And my question is, have you found your man? And that is a very complicated question that I need a whole book to write. I guess I will say that future man, I think, is on his way to the present. I don't know if that makes sense, but I'll just leave it at that. I guess I'll end off saying thank you from the bottom of my heart. I might even start crying right now. I feel it in my eyes. For the 11 months that we spent together. Hasn't been a year, but I didn't want to make you guys wait anymore. I couldn't. I can't. I have to be up early tomorrow, but I still couldn't get this audio out of my mind, so I had to make it. Just thank you so much for these times, memories, everything. I loved reading your responses and listening to your responses, writing you letters. Especially those of you who sent me audio responses. I think that's a very intimate thing to do. And it's what ultimately changed my life. Some of this might not make sense, but I hope one day I will come back and explain. But as of now, I have a lot of things to work out in my life. But I hope, I really do hope that all of you who, whether or not you have messaged me before, whether you message me regularly, and I know your name by heart, or you just listen to my audios and are just a quote-unquote lurker, thank you. You guys are the sweetest, and I hope you find the happiness and joy that you've always wanted. I wish you all the best because I still do care about each and every one of you. Feel free to still message me, you know, if you need somewhere to rant. I will be logging in every once in a while, and who knows, maybe I'll find some time to actually respond to some. I'll still be here, but I won't be posting. Just remember that. I'm not completely gone. I'm just gonna be the one lurking now. So, this is goodbye. I feel like this is a speech. It is kind of a speech. Oh. Hey, I did take a speech class. Which, by the way, guess who aced it? Oh my god. It was terrifying the whole time, but, you know, conquer your fears, people. Conquer your feels. Conquer your fears, too. And feels. Alright. I'm stalling. I tend to do that. You could ask a few people, and you could ask one person, and they'll tell you that I stall a lot. But anyway, this is No Remedy for Memory. Signing off one last time on Pillow Talk Audio. Thank you so much, people. Feel free to message me, like I said. And I will respond, if not, read and smile. I wish you all... I'm stalling so much. I guess I'll just say goodbye and thank you.